film up to the light of the flickering torch. The wind and sand had blurred them, but there was no doubt that there were carvings on the rock, and the librarian had seen designs like that before. He found the reference he was looking for, and after a brief struggle, during which he had to threaten the Necrotelecomnicon with the torch, forced the book to turn the page. He peered closer. "Good old Ahmed, the I just get these headaches. And in that hill, it is said, a door out of the world was found, and people of the city watched what was seen therein, knowing not that dread waited between the universes." The librarian's fingertip dragged from right to left across the pictures and skipped to the next paragraph. "For others found the gate of holy wood, and fell upon the world, and in 190 all manner of madnessy befell, and chaos prevailed, and the city sank beneath the sea, and all became one with the fishes and the lobsters, save for the few who fled." He curled a lip and looked further down the page. "A golden warrior who drove the fiends back and saved the world and said, 'Where the gate is, there am I also. I am he that was born of holy wood to guard the wild idea.' And they said, 'What must we do to destroy the gate forever?' And he said unto them, 'This you cannot do, for it is not a thing. But I will guard the gate for you.' And they, not having been born yesterday, and fearing the cure more than the malady, said to him, 'What will you take from us that you will guard the door?' And he grew until he was the height of a tree, and said, 'Only your remembrance, that I do not sleep. 3 times a day will you remember Holywood, else the cities of the world will tremble and fall, and you will see the greatest of them all in flames.' And with that the golden man took up his golden sword and went into the hill and stood at the gate forever. And the people said to one another, 'Funny, he looks just like my Uncle Osbert.'" The librarian turned the page. "But there were among them humans and animals alike, those touched by the magic of Holywood. It goeth through the generations like an ancient curse, until the priests cease in their remembrance, and the golden man sleepeth. Then let the world beware." The librarian let the book snap shut. It wasn't an uncommon legend. He'd read it before, at least had read most of it, in books considerably less dangerous than this. You came across variants in all the cities of the Stow Plain. There had been a city once in the mists of prehistory, bigger than Ankh-Morpork, if that were possible, and the inhabitants had done something, some sort of unspeakable crime, not just against mankind or the gods, but against the very nature of the universe itself, which had been so dreadful that it had sunk beneath the sea one stormy night. Only a few people had survived to carry to the barbarian peoples in the less advanced parts of the disk all the arts and crafts of civilization, such as usury and macrame. No one had ever really taken it seriously. It was just one of those usual, if you don't stop it, you'll go blind myths that civilizations tend to hand on to their descendants. After all, Ankh-Morpork itself was generally considered as wicked a city as you could hope to find in a year of shore leaves, and seemed to have avoided any kind of supernatural vengeance, although it was always possible that it had taken place and no one had noticed. Legend had always put the nameless city far away and long ago. No one knew where it was, or even if it had existed. The librarian glared at the symbols again. They were very familiar. They were on the old ruins all over Holywood. Azurel stood on a low hill, watching the sea of elephants move below him. Here and there a supply wagon bobbed between the dusty grey bodies like a rudderless boat. A mile of veldt was being churned into a soggy mud wallow, bare of grass, although by the smell of it, it'd be the greenest patch on the disk after the rains came. He dabbed at his eyes with the corner of his robe. 363. Who'd have thought it? The air was solid with the peaked trumpeting of 363 elephants. And with the hunting and trapping parties already going on ahead, there should be plenty more. According to Mbu, anyway,